The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, sports.
It's Friday. That's for sure. Heard our conversation off the air.
Oh, man.
You'd have to be shot. We have to take care of you and put you in the yard. Some of that stuff should not be out there.
No, some people would not be amused.
Not for human.
Not as amused
not
as
for,
we are,
not
at least.
For human, not for decent human consumption.
A lot of 12-year-olds would really think it's fascinating,
yeah.
Though.
They would giggle. They would giggle. T.J. Miller going to be in here a little later on. T.J.'s at the Funny Bone this weekend. Sold out because he's great, but he's an old friend, so he always likes to just stop up either way.
And today we're celebrating former AAF head of player relations, Troy Polamalu's birthday.
Is that what his gig was?
Yeah.
What's amazing about that, I just saw yesterday, it was weird the way, not that I'd miss it, but they put all this money into it, got all these stadiums, coaches, uniforms, places, paying people, and then now they're just selling it.
Just done.
It's just, they're liquidating uniforms and equipment.
Yep. We should be talking playoffs now.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, but we're playoffs. Not.
I just couldn't believe they couldn't make it through one season and then say, we're not coming back. We lost a bunch of money. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that guy that supposedly bailed him out, pulled his money out. He's like, but he was also not in. I'm out.
But he's the guy that bailed him out almost immediately. Don't you think the first couple guys should have said, we got enough money to make it through this season?
Yeah, they should have been. That's what the XFL is saying they can do now for a couple.
That's because he sold a bunch of his stock.
Right. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. Well, I read yesterday that I couldn't believe people bought season tickets.
Yeah, and they're not going to get that money back.
They're just out.
Yep.
Hope it wasn't that much.
More than likely. You wouldn't think.
No.
But why would you buy season tickets to a league that's just starting up?
Because you,
it was probably cheap and exciting in your town.
Yeah. And to support.
Yeah,
sure. Just to support them.
But it's only four games.
I would have bought them week to week.
You're hopeful? Every other league that was fired up has lasted at least a season.
Right.
Well, and plus you're on the ground floor of something you thought might be okay.
Yeah,
if you had a great season. I would have done that if I was. You
would have never guessed that this was going to go under in 1 year.
I joke about yesterday with Amon Green, but that Nighthawk situation here in Omaha,
people
it was minor league football. That was fun.
Yep.
That was a fun sport. People went. It was packed. We had a good time.
Yep. It
lasted a whole season.
That lasted two seasons. Yeah.
So they lost the week 9
the
and
Mammoths
10.
The lasted one season.
In the playoffs.
I mean, the Omaha Mammoths.
No,
oh, man,
that
don't
came back. That played down at the stadium where they play, the College World Series. They made one season.
Where, Rosenblatt?
No, the Mammoths played at TD Ameritrade Park.
I never heard of that. Was that recent?
Yeah, a year or two after the Nighthawks went away.
I missed out.
Man,
excellent publicity campaign.
Nah, man. Did you get season tickets?
No, but I went.
No,
Crouch played for him a couple games.
Really?
Yes.
What?
It wasn't that long ago.
2014. Founded in 2014, folded in 2014.
That's funny. Now, Keith Jackson, not the whoa, Nelly Keith Jackson, but the OG tight end.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oklahoma guy, played for the Eagles.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. I thought it was worth bringing him up. He's doing color commentary, and he's a Little Rock native, so he's doing color commentary for the Arkansas football program.
Speaking of Little Rock.
So it's his birthday.
Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Little Rock TV right there.
Oh, my God. And then Maria Sharapova.
So we're supposed to guess who's older? Keith Jackson or Maria Sharapova?
No, well, I mean, we obviously know Keith Jackson is older.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's easy.
Yeah, who's taller between them three, though? Troy Polamalu, Maria Sharapova, or Keith Jackson?
Well, I stood next to Troy, so Keith Jackson's taller than Troy. And Sharapova's not really that short, is she?
No, she's probably
tell me.
I bet you.
6 feet?
Yeah, I bet you the shortest is Polamalu.
I'm going to say Keith Jackson.
See, I think Palamalu was listed at 5'10".
Yeah, I'm going to go with Keith
Jackson. Sharapova, then Palamalu.
Keith Jackson, Maria Sharapova.
Troy Palamalu, 5'10". Nice job there.
Yeah.
Maria Sharapova, 6'2".
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yep. Keith Jackson, also 6'2".
Oh, push. Oh,
push.
Last night
that was a two-way push in a three-way game. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Hey, man.
A little offshoot.
Present the facts as they present themselves.
I'm going to take a win on that one.
We got the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you had it right.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we picked
the shortest.
One of the two
and
taller
the tallest.
Ones.
Yeah, you guys nailed it. NFL Network last night was showing the 2016 draft, a replay of that.
Yeah, I didn't even click on that. Who was the big one?
Have you been watching that?
Yeah, I'll leave it on the auxiliary TV just to remind myself of some picks. The top five, listen to the top five in that draft.
2016, which is only 3 years ago.
This is fantastic here. The Rams overall, Jared Goff.
Yep.
Super Bowl quarterback.
That worked for
Eagles,
him.
Number two, Carson Wentz.
Worked for them.
When he's not hurt, he's pretty good. The Chargers at number three, Joey Bosa, one of the best defensive players in the league.
Worked for them.
The Cowboys at number four took legal Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
Pretty good there. And the Jags at number five took Jalen Ramsey, who's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. That's about as good a top five as you will find in any NFL draft.
Even 3 years later, you're
right. Yes, yes. Now, the Broncos also had a fantastic pick of Paxton Lynch, no longer on the roster in the first round.
Knows how to find those quarterbacks, doesn't
Dak Prescott was a late fourth-round pick, and Tyreek Hill, after allegedly choking and kicking his pregnant girlfriend, was the 165th pick of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Apparently, Odell Beckham is banging Dak's ex.
Is that what's going on?
They were at Coachella together, and she's surprised, not a pig.
Hmm.
In fact, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because you got to know who's at Coachella. And Odell Beckham is bunch banging of, Dax X.
Yeah, a bunch of gals in duct tape, apparently,
yeah,
is what's at Coachella.
Now, not against their will. That was their outfits.
Right, sorry. Yes, I should clarify
you
that.
You sounded a little against their will.
Like designer duct tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the
way we use it.
Like, instead of a shirt, they're wearing duct tape.
Right.
Yeah, which
not
sounds
abducted,
cool.
Right. Duct tape.
Yeah, her face was just one of those drop-dead faces.
Not your normal chick in the desert wrapped in duct tape.
Right.
No.
This is the beautiful guy.
Right, the beautiful guy.
Yeah, this is by choice.
So
put the duct tape on by choice.
We don't know much about what the situation around Tyreek Hill is, the Chiefs' cheetah, the fast wide receiver for them.
What was he busting? What did he actually do?
Well, we're not really sure. It's all revolving around his 3-year-old son, who now apparently Tyreek Hill has lost custody of temporarily for the safety of the child. The child has a broken arm. Nobody's been charged. Everybody's investigating this sort of thing. The Chiefs are just saying, well, we're just kind of seeing what happens. So we don't know much more, but this kind of sounds like the kind of thing, if all of a sudden a video surfaced, he'd be kicked out of the league.
Beating her up.
It's kid. This is a child. How long did Adrian Beecher's son miss? What, did he miss the rest of the season?
Wasn't he a year?
Yeah, was he hurt, though?
No, they
spend the rest of the year. Yeah,
remember
when he came back, he had fresh legs from beating his kid. Well, the correlation
from the time off related to having beat his kid.
I don't think your legs are fresh once you beat your kid.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's just a kid.
Not funny, Petey. This is weird, man. See the story about this golfer getting attacked by a
bobcat.
Bobcat.
Yeah. Heads up.
In his late 60s, he was golfing in on the Connecticut-Rhode Island border somewhere. Jumped on his back. He was able to fight it off at the golf club. He thought the bobcat was dead, and he walked a few steps away and just said, no, I ain't dead. Jump back on him. Jump back on him.
Yeah, man.
Something's wrong with that bobcat.
And then it attacked a horse then after that.
Whoa.
You didn't come here to golf,
did you?
They're
golfing with the horse?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know where the horse came from, but the bobcat went and attacked a horse, too. The
horse trotted in to
help.
It's
like a bad horror movie, he's dead. I'm just going to turn my back and walk away slowly.
Yeah. Sucker!
Nope.
God, yeah, and you're right, Todd. They don't normally just attack. But you're just sort of green golfing at a bobcat. That sounds like something would happen to us in our tournament. Some bobcat jumping on Todd's
but
back.
But luckily,
maybe a cougar.
We're swinging clubs at him.
If only it could be a cougar jumping out.
Are you kidding me? If that happens at our tournament with the five of us, the rest of us are running away screaming.
Yeah, and they're rabid, too, by the way. That's one of the reasons they attack, it says here.
Craig would just be in the cart giggling, watching us run.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the course we have our tournament at is right next to a drive-through zoo.
That's right.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see a buffalo trampling through one of them par
five
fairways.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Tatanka.
Have your hard luck. some buffalo chasing our golf cart. It is right there. You're right.
Yeah, one time I was on that par five hole, which it's kind of the
border. Yeah,
and I heard people talking.
That's kind of weird. I'm
freaking golfing here. Yeah. Shut up. And it turns out they were just on a trail, chasing buffalo.
Tatanka.
Hunting Tatanka.
Yeah, says they're usually associated with sick animals when they attack for no reason, so now the guy's got to go through rabies shots.
He probably does.
Yeah, especially if they lose the bobcat last night.
Yeah. Something's wrong with that bobcat. Or he has a tremendous set of balls if he's attacking a horse.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
His eyes were bigger than his stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens in the wild.
A horse will kick you 300 yards down the fairway.
Right.
Next week at this time, the first round of the NFL draft will be over.
Is it Thursday
first night?
First round
Thursday, prime second time. Round Friday, and then...
Second and third on Friday.
Okay.
And then the rest Saturday. And the Arizona Cardinals have the first pick in that draft, and everybody's still assuming they're taking Kyler Murray.
And they're going to keep Rosen?
Well, they look like a dumb franchise.
They do right now.
So they released a season, like a hype-up video for all their season ticket holders and their fans. You know, it was like their official, hey, this year's coming. So for background on that, what typically happens is whoever they have a meeting and they decide, here's the players we want to highlight in this video. And they hand that list to their editors. Their editors put the piece together, and then they put it out on social media. Well, the piece they put together did not have any of Josh Rosen in it. Their 10th overall first-round pick last year, and the reason they're saying—
And their starting quarterback.
Yeah, their current starting quarterback. And the reason they're like, no, we're not taking smokescreen. We're not taking Kyler Murray.
Yeah, of course they are.
Their hype video has nothing of Josh Rosen in it. Now, twofold, this is dumb. One, it's dumb because you just tipped your hand.
And we're not stupid.
Right. You just tipped your hand. And two, if you don't want Josh Rosen,
Trade him. You should
include more video of him looking good so it looks like you do, so the leverage is more.
Unless— They're trying to fool the season ticket holders.
So they re-released one with him in it, which to me further illustrates they're dumb.
That is dumb.
They're dumb.
Just dumb.
Because now they can't, they can't explain it either way.
No.
They should have had him in it from the jump.
A brand new coach, but they are a dysfunctional group, obviously.
Cardinals. Brand new college coach with a losing record in college. And, that is the conversation, how college schemes are taking over the NFL. It's changing the league, the wildcat, the spread, the run and shoot, these zone reads, all these things that people are saying, like the college game is infiltrating the NFL. And this has happened for years. And I found an interesting nugget that illustrates it's not true. Bill Belichick says it's actually harder to evaluate talent to draft into the NFL now, more so than ever. Because in college, they're playing all these schemes that are not NFL at all.
No, they're too fast in the NFL. They catch up with those.
Yeah.
You're right. Quarterback just can't run away from people in the NFL.
No. And not forever.
No.
Yeah.
No, everybody's too fast.
Patriots signed another aging former All-Pro wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas.
Patriots are supposed to pick the heir apparent, finally, to Brady.
Every year.
And does he just say no because he's never going to quit? Because he gets pissed off when they hire some good-looking quarterback.
Yeah, when they had Garoppolo.
And they're looking at a dude from West Virginia who's a big stud-looking dude.
The Patriots have always had backup quarterbacks that somebody else has interest in.
Right.
So, Brady probably, whatever.
But he demands they go away.
Yeah.
Has Demaryius dropped off that much? Or is that bitter Bronco fan?
Didn't he blow his
talking?
Knee out last year?
He hurt something, his Achilles or something like that. No, he'll be fine. He's 31 years old. I don't know that he'll make the team, to be honest.
All right.
There's no, I mean...
Yeah, I didn't think he was what he used to be.
No, not at all. A lot of drops. Just in important spots, though. I mean, that's when you drop ball, just in important long third downs and things.
Seems like there might be a scar there.
Observing. Just an observation.
Yeah, yeah.
Some A.A. Ron news. A.A. Ron Rogers.
He did catch that pass from Tebow, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, which I also like to forget.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Who was that against?
Shut up.
Steelers.
Mike Taylor. Dumbass.
It was.
Wasn't it?
Mike Taylor tried to jump the route. Dumbass.
It's what you do against Tebow.
Yeah,
you
good jump point. I'll give you, you're right.
Because it's pick six and the game's over.
You do jump the route there.
To his defense, Tebow's passes were not generally on target.
No, they weren't.
So some Aaron Rodgers news. Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson have extended his deal to make him the highest paid player in the National Football League. So
Is he bitching again?
Because that's what he does. Remember, he was trying to get that deal where if any, like, he always stayed the highest paid player in the league.
They can't do that because there's a salary cap in the NFL. They can't do that.
Well, he's also, I've got a couple years left in his contract, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He just resigned. He was the highest paid until then. But that's the way it's going to go.
Did you see the throw up video of Russell and his wife, Sierra, there in bed that night?
No.
He's got a selfie video of them just laying there in bed. He goes, hey, Seattle, just got the deal. That's how he's talking.
Hey.
And she's cuddled up next to him. She goes, I'll see you tomorrow. She goes, yeah, we're going to go sleep. And she giggles. It's so, we're rich and hot and you're not. It's such a horrible video.
Because I need more reasons to hate Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I don't really hate him, but now I hate him now.
Nerd.
I hate him now.
I hate
you
Russell
gotta
Wilson.
Watch it.
Were they under the covers?
Well, yeah, she's cuddled up. She's gorgeous. It's just everything you hate about everything.
Did you have to guess how many fingers?
Oh, yeah. Something's happening.
Screw Russell Wilson.
Have you watched it, Puss?
Yeah,
isn't it sickening?
I've seen it. Like I say, I got a laundry list of reasons
it's
I hate
just
that
sickening.
Guy. The day that he signed this contract, of course, you know, then they got to cut.
Hey, celebrate all you want, but don't say I'm laying here with my hot wife with $1 zillion in my pocket, and you're not. That's all that video means.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's
they,
most of rich people's social media, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, and, it's all wrong.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a little tougher to do that with football fans, I think. L.A. people, I get, you know, we're going to hate them anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to be a football, you're going to really like this quarterback.
Yeah, I want him to be gritty. Yeah. No, I don't want to be all cuddly and snuggly. Yeah. So.
Screw Russell Wilson.
Sounds like something A-Aaron would do.
but he switches girlfriends all the time.
That's true.
Yeah. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah. So the Packer drama, we haven't talked about all the Packer drama or whatever. It's probably second only to the Steelers, but... So, you know, there were players talking about Aaron
Rodgers. Steelers drama's done now.
It is. Yep, yes. And more on that in a second. But Aaron Rodgers, about all these players who are talking about him, says this is a smear attack by writers looking to advance their careers and with mostly irrelevant, bitter players who all have an agenda, which I would say takes one to know one in talking about just Aaron Rodgers.
All the guys left there don't like him?
Yeah.
Oh, those guys, yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so he went on to say that, you know, because they were talking about how much Aaron Rodgers hated Mike McCarthy, the former coach.
Yeah.
And if he hated him, he said his example is they wouldn't keep re-signing me because why would they do that? If they knew I hated the head coach, why would they keep re-signing me? Well, it's a lot harder to find a quarterback than a coach.
No, it always is. You got to keep a stud quarterback. You got to keep those guys.
I thought he said, "Why would I keep re-signing?"
Either way,
you know, if he didn't like Mike McCarthy, he said, "Why wouldn't I just walk?"
One, if they knew that, why would they offer me a contract last year? He said,
"He likes playing in Green Bay, obviously." So.
And Brett Favre update. He said, "I'm without saying he's bored." He said, "Yeah, I'm bored. So you can ask me stuff because I'm bored." That's all he said about it.
It's mowing season again.
Yeah.
Things will be picking up.
He's in a sleeveless shirt. I'm bored. Somebody asked me about Aaron Rodgers.
Things will be picking up here soon. The grass is growing.
Yeah.
And the Steelers drama during their offseason program, this is probably the lightest it's been. And Big Ben says, look, this is great. We are all about each other now that I can make sure my own selfish needs are satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm the head quarterback. I'm the starting quarterback. You better have selfish needs. That's who you pay, man.
That's right. There's no such thing as a franchise guard.
Nope. No, there's not. And they're all very important.
Or even a franchise wide receiver.
They're all very important. The Raiders are going to suck this year.
They
and
might
the Jets
be
are going
to
suck this year. Raiders have the toughest. They say they have the toughest record.
Their schedule looks really hard.
Toughest schedule.
Yeah,
the Raiders do.
Based on last year.
You pay quarterbacks. That's how guys like Case Keenum get rich.
Is that based on the division they're in?
No, I saw the NFL listed. Well, yeah.
Last year's record.
You can't tell.
Strength of schedule.
Last year's record, yeah. The toughest schedule is the Raiders. And also, the fifth toughest schedule is the Broncos.
The whole West is in there because they play the North.
Yeah. Right, and Chiefs are in there too, right?
Yeah, the Broncos, and that's all run up by the fact that the Chargers and the Chiefs were both really good
Packers
last
are 14th toughest. Pittsburgh's 19th toughest. The easiest schedule is 32nd, and I forget who that is. But tied for 27th, which is like five teams, I guess. That's why they made it tied for 27th. One of them is the Patriots. They have an easy schedule, apparently.
Well, I don't know.
Because division playing, sucks.
Their division sucks.
Their
right?
division sucks.
The rest of their schedule looked kind of tough, and I thought your schedule was way tougher than whatever you just said.
Said 19th.
Yeah, those are like preseason rankings.
Doesn't mean anything.
You don't know.
No. Broncos head coach was talking. Somebody asked him about the schedule, and he said, I could care less. This is the only thing we look at in the offseason is the first two games because the NFL, the way it works, yeah, you can look at, like, well, that team sucked last year, but you catch somebody on a hot streak, you catch somebody on a cold streak, listen, somebody gets hurt, somebody's not hurt.
Anybody that follows my team knows they're more likely to beat the Patriots and lose to the Bills.
That's how it works.
That's the way the Steelers have always played.
That's
they're
how
always,
it works.
I'm sure it's.
That's how it works.
That's how they play football.
Right. Anybody who knows my team knows they're likely to lose to the Bills. And the Patriots.
That's true. Todd's right about that also.
Last year they lost to the Bills and the Patriots.
Yeah. We haven't talked about Johnny Football in a while. He now wants to be known as John Manziel.
John Manziel.
John Manziel. So whatever, nerd. He'll probably be in the XFL soon.
Because he's all grown up.
Yeah.
God, John.
Why don't those guys grow up? Haven't had one of those emails lately.
About us growing up?
Telling us to grow up.
Oh, there will be.
When are they going to grow up? And then when we grow up, when are they going to stop talking politics? Yeah. When are they going to stop talking about serious stuff? And get back to the dick jokes.
Yeah, well,
and Uranus jokes.
Got plenty of those.
And then what? Well, when, now when are they going to grow up?
Your rectum.
Isn't Johnny Manziel about due to be on TV somewhere?
It's John Manziel.
So,
John.
John.
I think announcers should just still stick with the other name. I think when people have names, you can't just tell them, I want to be called this now. I always think that's stupid.
Call him John Football?
Just call him John. Then you call him Johnny. And you call him, you just can't say your name is, something different.
He's going to end up on some studio show for college football.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not on a good network, but
he'll be
somewhere.
All sweating coke out and all hungover up there on set. Like, oh, my God.
I could see him hosting some gambling show on Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah. He could, too. Yeah. Yeah.
You lock solid bets of the week.
Yeah. It's John and the Goombas.
What a waste of a career.
I never thought it was going to work out for him anyway, so I'm not surprised by
this. His head would have been in it. We don't know what would have happened.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he might have been okay.
Fair enough.
He was amazing in college, that's for sure. Doesn't mean you're going to be good in pros. I get it.
Never does. No. Ask Tim Tebow.
No, it doesn't.
Right? Yep. In any sport.
Right.
Yep. Tiger Woods is now the sixth best golfer in the world on the world golf rank, which is interesting just because at the end of 2017, he was the 1,199th best golfer in the world.
I love how they rank those guys, especially when they get like, this guy's ranked 64th in the league. Well, who's 63rd?
Yeah. Right.
And why's that guy better?
I've known some guys who are ranked 532nd.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's even funnier.
Yeah.
I'm ranked 532nd.
They take an accumulation of your last
2 years.
I know how they do it, but they still have the... Yeah, still have to, like, somebody's sitting around saying, is he 532 or is he 533? Let's discuss this.
It's all algorithms.
I thought it was the last 70 years of work or something, because I think Arnold Palmer's still on the
still
list.
Still ranked, 1,200th.
He's been dead for a while, but he's still on the list.
A dead Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, Jim Nantz, who's covered 34 Final Fours, countless Super Bowls, NFL games, over 30 Masters, says the Masters that he just covered was the best event he has ever covered, most memorable event. And then Terrence Bud Crawford, WBO welterweight champion, fighting at the Garden Saturday night's pay-per-view event.
That is Saturday,
though.
Right? Yeah,
pay-per-view event. He's a primitive favorite in Vegas, -1250 on the money line, so that means they really think he's going to win.
What time's you go, Alf? Because I might be home Saturday night.
Oh,
that's a problem.
Probably 10 fights. At least.
The main card begins Central. 9 p.m. Eastern. This is a ESPN pay-per-view event, top-ranked promotion.
So how many undercard fights are there?
I don't have that information here.
$60, I think.
It's the money. I'm not worried about the money so much. I'm worried about when he's going
on. There's probably
I don't
want to
be up and all of a sudden be too tired to stay awake.
There's probably at least two fights
and
on the undercard.
I'm $60 down. I'm sleeping. You know.
This says main card begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. So because, what that means, I don't know.
Because I got
main card, the Bud Crawford fight.
I got
okay. That's other fights too.
I got $8 burning a hole in my pocket because I don't have to pay Craig now. Because Todd drank last night.
Good for you.
Yeah. Now, I wanted Todd to drink last night, too.
Of course you did.
saved $8.
I saved $8. That's right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.